You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's another day here in the Superhuman Nation. And we've got an interesting first hour today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking about whether or not the industry, and that is the fitness and health industry, could support yet another magazine. Also, the opportunities that are prevailing that may actually make it fertile for another magazine. With my guest during the first hour, who is editor-in-chief of Muscle Insider and publisher of Muscle Insider, Canada's number one bodybuilding magazine, Scott Welch. Later in the show, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Prebanek does an Ask the Expert segment where we address women's questions that have been submitted to her in respect for this show today. Women's questions about fitness, nutrition, and training. So you'll want to stay tuned for that during the second hour. Just want to remind everybody that Age Force, a major sponsor of Superhuman Radio, is offering a buy one, get one free on their new transdermal patch that delivers the peptide portion of growth hormone that is known for its lipolytic effects, known as TYR somatostatin or AOD9604. And that's a buy one, get one free right now. So those of you who are looking for something to give you the extra edge in your fat loss goals for the upcoming summer, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. Okay. Scott Welch has been publishing. How long have you been publishing, Scott? Welcome to the show, first of all. How long have you been publishing?
Hi, how you doing, Carl?
Muscle Insider now.
It's been 2 years. We actually launched at the Arnold Classic in 2010.
With a great cover shot of Arnold, by the way, I should say.
Yes, a classic. I mean, what better person could you put on the cover for the Arnold Classic than Arnold himself, who's a huge fan, a huge obviously leader in that Columbus town.
Now, obviously, I was unaware of your pedigree within the print media business, especially within the bodybuilding slash physical culture slash health and fitness world. So, give people a little snapshot of your career that led up to you becoming the publisher of your own magazine.
Great. I've been reading bodybuilding magazines since I was 14. I used to read Muscle Mag International when I was in high school, cover to cover. And then over time, I discovered muscular development and obviously Muscle and Fitness, Flex, Ironman, Planet Muscle, all the different magazines that are out there. And eventually, though, a fellow named Bill Phillips really inspired me because I bought the Natural Supplement Review, which I actually still have in front of me right now, the Pink Book. And when I read that book, I actually ordered it at a Muscle Mag International store, and Bob Kennedy at the time had Muscle Mag retail stores. I bought that book, and I was enlightened to the world of Dr. Scott Connolly and Bill Phillips and Jeff Everson and Lee Labrada and the whole system, the Myo Systems at the time. And that really taught me the science of supplementation, training, eating, etc. And at that point, he then came out with his magazine, and I got a free issue in the mail. And then I became a Muscle Media diehard, a Muscle Media 2000 at the time, and started to buy all my products through his distribution company. And it was fantastic. And then I was all addicted to the whole MetaRx Plus and Base. And I actually was the first Canadian to order the Plus and Base, which was really cool at the time.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. So, yeah, so that was really cool. It used to come with a can opener that you would open one and open the other. And it was always funny because when you put one scoop of one and one scoop of the other, they actually didn't make the product so that it was equal scoops. So you'd end up with one that would finish before the other, and you'd have to order another set in order to continue the use supplement. Of the supplement.
Right.
So
right.
That was kinda, and later I found out that was one part of the marketing.
Very smart. I was going to say, if it was accidental, it was very smart.
Yes.
Okay, so with that being said, we have to explain why we're doing the show today. Number one, Bill Phillips announced to the world recently that he is going to be publishing a new magazine. At the same time, we have the illness of Robert Kennedy, that it seems like he has cancer, and it doesn't look like it's treatable at this point in time, and he's in perhaps the later stages of his life, and we're very sorry about that because the man was an amazing contributor to this industry. With that being said, there seems to be some question about how the Kennedy Empire will move forward with its current print offerings, and what will Bill Phillips bring to the party, so to speak, that isn't already being done that will make his magazine interesting to people. And I have to say this first, and I want you to speak to this first. The magazine industry, by and large, and I don't care who you talk to, newspapers, you know, Condé Nast, all these magazines today are on the downside of their growth curve, aren't they?
I mean, it really depends on the area, because if you look at some of the things like apps, app magazines are up. Game magazines are up, gaming magazines. What is happening right now, you see mixed martial arts magazines, never existed several years ago. It depends really on the titles that you're looking at, but what's happening is consumers are obviously changing the way they consume media. Time-sensitive news, people want it on their phone, they want it through Twitter, they want it through Facebook, they want it quick. And what is happening in the industry is old-school magazines that are not knowing how to rejig their formula and, you know, serve up the content rapidly are still serving up news on a monthly basis in their monthly magazine.
Yeah, it's old.
It's old, exactly. So contest coverage in bodybuilding magazines makes absolutely no sense. I mean, by the time the Olympia has been announced, you've been on some of the top websites to see the thousands of photos, placings. You're even getting great stories that are written up by guys like Peter McGuff. And, you know, by the time you look 8 weeks later, you see, oh, my God, guess what? These are the photos from the Olympia. It's already December. It's old news, and nobody really cares. So what we really try to do is, and what magazines that are progressive are doing, is it's timeless news is in your magazine. Time-sensitive news is online. And if you don't have both platforms, you're going to be extinct. There's just no other way.
So with that being the case, it sounds like launching a magazine will work. A print magazine, you know, a tangible magazine will work as long as A, the information being published in it is exclusively yours and can't seep out through other quicker delivery systems, so to speak. And B, the content doesn't have a shelf life. Is that an accurate assessment?
That will help. Now, this isn't the answer, and every publisher is looking for the answer. And if anyone had the answer, they'd obviously all be doing it. But it changes. It allows to prolong your life. The thing you have to look at with any medium, the people that did radio back in the day were terrified that TV was going to make radio extinct. And right now, we're doing a radio show. Radio still exists, theater of the mind, except the medium is changing on the delivery. Now we're using the internet. We're using satellite. You're using different things to diversify the delivery of the content, but the medium still exists. The book was developed long before any magazine or any newspaper, and books still exist. Now, maybe you buy them on Amazon, maybe you get them e-books, and your tablet allows you to read the book, but there is always something mystical about being able to hold on to a something in print. I tell you at all the shows that we do in Canada, the IFBB-sanctioned shows we do, if I go to an athlete and I say, hey, we're going to take your picture and we're going to put it on the website, they'll say, oh, that's great. I've already got a fans page of my own. I have 2,000 fans and I have all kinds of pictures of myself. If I say, we're going to put your picture in the magazine, all of a sudden, you know, their jaw drops because everyone has this, oh, my God, I'm in a magazine. It just has much more prestige.
Yes.
So, the information that you give, if you can get content that you can't find anywhere else, that's great. But what I see happening, I believe it might be a bit of a mistake, is A lot of these magazines are just giving the content out through iPad subscriptions, which are allowing people to just copy paste from the formats that they're shown in, and an iPad will let you do this, and then they're reposting it on their own blogs. That is unpreventable. So I think what all of the magazine publishers are trying to do is, how do they keep up with the current trends, and where is the 18 to 25 year old or 18 to 35 year old going to consume their media, and how do they keep pace with where that consumer is going to get their information on how to train and how to eat? One of the things that's amazing, I was talking to Bill Geiger, who heads up Muscle Mag International, and one of the things that he had mentioned, which was quite interesting to me, is that the more niche you are, the more insulated you become on the decline in newsstand. So, for example, a general interest fitness magazine would be much more risky of losing newsstand sales than something very, very specialized, like, say, a Flex magazine, a Muscle Mag, some of these hardcore Muscle Insider, of course. But the more general interest, it's a lot tougher to hang. And truthfully, have you ever wondered why an issue of Men's Fitness can sell for $5, but a Flex magazine can be close to $10?
Yeah, really. Because
people will pay twice as much for it.
Yes, because the availability of that information is just not out there in the magazine sphere, and so you have to pay more to get that information because it is such a niche. You're right. I can see that now. It didn't make sense when you first said that, but that makes perfect sense now. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk in greater detail with Scott Welch. He is the editor-in-chief and publisher of Muscle Insider. You can go and learn more about the magazine at muscle-insider.com. Now, this is a Canadian-based magazine, but you will ship to people inside the States if they want an issue?
Yes, we have a company called expressmag.com that handles all of our subscriptions, and they ship in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay, all right. So go to muscle-insider.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxogenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Sega!
Sonic, wait up!
Speaking of gaming magazines, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Scott Welch, publisher and editor-in-chief of Muscle Insider. We're talking about the magazine industry in general, the changing landscape, and some of the things that look like they're about to happen, and how they may actually affect that landscape. Okay, so Robert Kennedy, regardless of his longevity here, has built an amazing empire, and somebody's going to have to take it over. Do you see any heirs to the throne of the Kennedy Publishing Empire?
Well, he has Bill Geiger running things now, who is one of the top, if not the top in the industry in terms of this guy is an absolute genius when it comes to the editorial side and has an absolute obsession with bodybuilding and all aspects of the industry. So he is in good hands. You also have Johnny Fitness, which is Gino Edwards. That's you know, always been one of his right-hand men that actually helped him start the magazine. Toscarina is bigger than ever. She's huge. Has books in Costco. Has played a major role in helping Oxygen reach another level.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people realize how big of a celebrity she really is. And you know, and the staff that they have, they're very close to us. Actually, they're about 30 minutes from our offices. And I think they're in terms of. I'm sure that Tosca would play more of a role involved, but they have some great staff there still. I mean, this is a magazine that's been out, I think it's been over 30 years now. So Bob obviously has a great deal of great staff that know what they're doing, but I think like them, like MD and that empire there with Advanced Research Press, RX Muscle now throwing their hat in the ring, obviously being a large media source there, and then the AMI Weider Publishing moving to New York. You know what's really interesting, Carl, for your readers to, or listeners, sorry, to understand is, nearly every fitness magazine in North America is published in two states, a state of New York, sorry, and the province of Ontario, all on the East Coast, all geographically within a 10-hour drive of each other. And the only magazines left in California are Iron Man and Planet Muscle. The NPC News is in Pittsburgh. Aside from that, there is no other magazine that's actually in Natural Muscles in Florida. There is no other fitness magazine or bodybuilding magazine that is any other place besides New York or Ontario.
That's amazing. And so there was always rumblings that Dave Palumbo would launch his own RX Muscle magazine, going back to even when I was producing Off Topic for his website a couple years ago. So are you saying that that's actually coming to fruition now?
No, that was a deal that fell through with Harris Publications,
okay,
which is a large magazine in New York that has over 80 titles at the time. That fell through completely.
Okay. So, and again, it may not be the worst thing in the world to happen to Dave, because I have to believe that launching a fledgling magazine, even with the protective barrier of the niche, as you pointed out so aptly, still has to be a very difficult endeavor. Does it take a large amount of money committed by the individuals who want to launch the magazine? Is the entry level to this pretty high?
Well, at the end of it, there's not a lot of money to be made doing a magazine. So the people that generally like to get into it or stay in it are doing it because they have a love. I mean, they can make money. I think Bob Kennedy has made a lot of money with the retail stores in the past that he's done. Obviously, he's had a clothing line over the years, videos. He's had so many different things that you'd never know were his. But he's made money that way, and I think the love was obviously there. I think that magazines like Iron Man have done the same. They've made money in the past, and obviously I think John Bailick and Steve Blackman obviously has an obsession with bodybuilding and absolutely loves it. So I think the people that do it, that love it, actually do it as a form of expression and art. But I don't think anybody right now gets into the magazine business as a way of, you know, becoming a millionaire through publishing magazines. And then that's, I think, where you have problems when you have publicly traded companies involved mm-hmm. and stockholders that want a return on investment. They have to find different ways creatively to find a way to make money off of their investment. So I think that AMI Weider, if you noticed, they have the Muscle and Fitness store. On Flex Online, you can buy your supplements through that, which I understood was a deal that they did with bodybuilding.com. I heard recently there was a rumor that they had changed that, but I don't know for a fact if they had changed that arrangement, whereby at the time bodybuilding.com, I was told, would be doing the order fulfillment, and that way they could make money off the supplements. The same thing is going on with the musculardevelopment.com website, where you can go through the MD Cyber Store and buy your supplements. So what these magazines are sort of saying is, hey, I have great information. I have a great audience. These people obviously like to buy supplements. The supplement companies are making a ton of money. Online retailers selling supplements are making a ton of money. How do I take my content and my consumer base, and instead of having them click somewhere else to buy the supplements, why not have a one-stop shop? I don't believe it'll work, honestly. I mean, yeah, I don't think that these consumers are going to be going somewhere else to buy their supplements when they can just go to a site that does that. They can go to a specialist, and I think the specialist will always be able to buy higher buying power, and will obviously have an audience that trusts that the package got there. There's obviously a trust on the supplement side that if they give the swag to a company like bodybuilding.com, the swag is going to be given out with the order, and that I think the consumer is going to drive where the purchase is made. And I think that, I mean, it's a smart idea to merge the partners together and allow the order fulfillment to be done by the specialist. But I really don't know. I mean, is it worth it to, if bodybuilding.com, for example, gets all of the images and all of the editorial content, will that not destroy international licensing agreements for all these magazines?
Right.
Will that not destroy newsstand sales? I mean, if you waited 30 days or 60 days, and if you could get great Arnold photos and great training programs, would you necessarily go to the newsstand to buy it? But perhaps they've figured out a different formula where the money that could be made from supplements would far outweigh that.
See, I believe that consumers don't like, inherently, we don't like to do business with one organization for everything in that segment that we want to buy. And it's because we already know that when they give you this at a lower price to lead you to the deal, and then they want to sell you these other things, and you know that's a little bit more expensive than I get it over at xyz.com, but the convenience of ordering it at one spot, people don't like that. They don't like to be what's the word I'm looking for? You know, kind of like led down the road, so to speak, and just do business with one vendor for everything.
It's just
against our nature because we're untrusting overall. I mean, so I don't know that that's going to work. And then also the other problem becomes this. When you are an editorial journalistic venue, and this is a thin line that I have purposely walked for a long time, and every now and then I get this notion of throwing my hat in the supplement ring because I think, oh, I've got this audience, right? But the problem becomes, all of a sudden, when you do that, to some degree, you alter your ability to be as open and honest journalistically as possible, because you're not going to come out and promote something that is counter to a product that you're selling. You're always going to give the product you're selling some sort of favoritism, whether it's in what you focus on scientifically or ignore scientifically. And so I think you have to make a decision. You're either in the business of producing an information product, or you're in the business of selling a product or service that is a retail type product. And it's very difficult to balance the two. Because I know very few publishers will say, you know, get rid of that advertiser because we don't believe in their science anymore. They'll just say, you know what, let the people decide. You know.
Yes.
So anyway, how important are subscriptions versus advertising sales to a magazine? Can a magazine just survive completely on advertising sales and bring the product to market at little or no cost?
That's exactly what we do. We do not rely on any newsstand sales. We distribute our magazine through all the Vitamin Health stores across Canada. And what's great about that is if you buy a supplement at a supplement store in Canada where Muscle Insider is distributed, you get a free issue of Muscle Insider. You don't get it if you don't buy one. So this is a qualified reader. Now, in a regular traditional magazine model, some of the higher magazines with tons of subscriptions have been things like Sports Illustrated, National Geographic. Now you see more and more them having to do more and more of these deals to be able to get your subscriptions up. But if you can get high subscriptions up, you can charge more to your advertisers in the old days because you have guaranteed circulation rather than, you know, you put a bad cover out and, you know, you're going to sell less copies. I was once told, Bob Kennedy told me, if he puts a sizzling swimsuit issue in a magazine, he'll sell 20,000 more copies. And so sometimes you would see swimsuit issues on the cover in the contents of the magazine in order to spike the sales. So some of these magazines will do a swimsuit section or the Hot and Fit 100, and they'll do these things in order to pad their numbers. And you can get, you know, what's interesting to consumers may find interesting is, on average, 30% of your magazines being sold at newsstand is actually considered to be good, meaning if you can sell 30% of the copies that end up in stores, this is considered to be successful in publishing for newsstand model. That means 70% of them are shredded. So
really?
If you're an advertiser and you knew 70% of the people are never going, the copies are never even going to be consumed by a consumer, how would you feel on a return on investment? This is why, and if that slips less than 30 and starts to creep towards 25 and 20, the stores aren't paying for the magazines that are in their stores. They don't pay for it. The distributor's sending them to the stores. They get paid if obviously the product sells, but they don't lose a ton of money if the product doesn't sell. And the brokers, the publishers are the ones who have to foot the bill. And they're the ones who get paid last if there is a certain percentage of sell-through. So you can imagine if you flooded the market on the internet with tons of how-to train ads, how-to eat right, and consumers don't buy the magazines, you're going to negatively affect the bottom line of only one person in the chain principally, which would be the publisher.
Right.
Now, obviously the stores are under more scrutiny, and if you look at any retail store, it's all done by square inch, and they need to have the highest profitability per square inch in the store. The magazine racks are getting thinner and thinner, less and less footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because you can make much more money off cosmetics. You can make much more money off of energy drinks that are selling for $4 or $5
a
container, and they're moving
and
through.
And they're replenishable. You spend $5 for the month. An energy drink, you spend $5 every day.
That's right.
So
I'm seeing the big box stores like Costco I was at. You'll see, you know, a big, huge deal on these magazines. Or Walden Books did a big promotion, which was, I think, buy one of these magazines, get $2 off a second magazine, anything on this wall. Those deals are great for short term, but sales promotions are addictive, and the consumer gets used to it. They pass that discount back to who? The printer or the paper? The paper isn't going down in price. If anything, it's going up.
Right.
The graphic designers aren't going to take a pay cut because inflation is high. They're going to want to get paid the same amount of wage. Photographers are going to get hit because the consumer won't pay. The magazines can't afford to pay as much. Writers are going to take a hit because you can get all this content off the internet for free. So it all the way down the line, the advertisers aren't going to see the return on investment that they may have seen in the past with a higher amount of newsstand sales. And so as a whole, the magazines have a lot of problems with them with the traditional newsstand model. It can be done, but I think you also have to have an online community. Obviously, a website's one thing, but Facebook is the place to be. Twitter's the place to be. Working with you guys and things like podcasts, which I know Dr. Scott Connolly is, he's working with you guys, and I think this is great. But these types of new media and diversifying your media mix, it's not just about print anymore. It's not just about, oh, I'm just going to be internet. You know, what's interesting is, have you ever noticed there's never been one supplement company that's ever been successful without a print campaign?
Really? I haven't noticed.
BioTest didn't make it in terms of being huge. I've never seen one supplement company that's been fully launched and been successful with only internet.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of the things, like in selling advertising to companies. And a lot of times you get smaller companies who come to you with this attitude of, well, this is my budget and I'm going to spend it with you. And for every dollar I spend, I need to generate $3 in sales. And I say, look, that's not how advertising works. You have to have an advertising portfolio and you have to put some skin in the game for a while before you start to see the return. You need to look at your return over the course of 6 months, not, you know, 6 days. Hey, the spot's running and we're not getting the number of calls we expected. And so, you know, when you talk about the notion of how they even come to the point of advertising, some of these companies, they have to understand that one thing is not going to get it all done. You have to do print. You have to have a presence on the internet. You have to do a multiple of things. The more you do, the more impressions a person has from a variety of different sources of where they get their information from, the more likely they are to buy your product. That's the end of the game. That's it. There's no doubt about it. So anyway, look, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Bill Phillips. If you had to give him advice, knowing what you know from launching your magazine, I'd like to see what you'd say to him if he was willing to listen. We're talking with Scott Welch. He is the publisher and editor-in-chief of Muscle Insider, Canada's number one bodybuilding magazine. And that says a lot because Canada has an amazing physical culture history. You can go to muscle-insider.com to learn more. We'll be right back.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek answers listener questions about training, nutrition, and health for women. Right now we're talking with Scott Welch, publisher of Muscle Insider, Canada's number one bodybuilding magazine. So, if Bill Phillips called you and said, you know, I'm gathering information from everybody that's in the publishing industry. I want to make sure that this launch is effortless and successful. What advice would you give him?
Well, I think Bill has to go back to his roots personally, but I don't think that he wants to. I think he did an interview with Men's Health magazine over the last year with Craig Ballantyne, an old colleague of mine. And I think if you look at his website, transformation.com, you'll see sort of where his head's at. And I think with the Body for Life book series that he did, I think that he's really into the mainstream. And we sort of that grew up around Bill and what he did with Muscle Media 2000 and the whole movement of putting science into the magazine itself, without the athletes under contract that Weider had at the time. I think all of us have a real soft spot for him. If I were doing it, I mean, he already has the money. I would sort of say, what do I want to, if I wanted to get into this industry, I'm going to have to build an online community first and foremost. If you look at his fans page for association with his website.
What's his, what is his website? I want to go there real quick. What is
Transformation.com. Amazing URL.
Yeah,
and,
right.
This is the guy who wrote the book on transformations back in the day with the EAS challenges that you saw, the muscle media challenges.
Right.
So on that, on Facebook, he has roughly 12,500 fans. And his talking about this score, which is a good, that's a measure of your, how viral your fans page is. He's at 1,657 right now. The way we measure the effectiveness of a fans page or the strength of a fans page is usually as a percentage. So if he has 12,500 fans, if he can sit at, the industry standard I've seen is between 2% to 4% within sort of this magazine genre. And he's sitting at 16,557, so I mean, doing the math, he's over 10%. So he's actually doing really well, meaning his consumer audience is engaged, but you're still only talking about 12,500 fans.
Right.
Some of these other magazine entities are much larger. Some of these other public figures are hundreds of thousands, if not millions. So I think Bill has the opportunity to get into the mind space of the consumer, but I would not have done a magazine before I would build the fans count up larger and his website. I don't know what his volume is at on his website, but if I were giving him advice, I would launch the magazine with a website first, fans page first, incubate that for about a year, and then I would start to build that community and then have a print version of that community if the consumers demand it. That to me makes a lot more sense. To get the traction with a new name, even if you are a name like Bill Phillips, you're going to need to have advertising dollars. I think it's going to be very tough to convince supplement companies now to put more money into another print vehicle. And right now we hear it ourselves and, you know, everybody, everywhere you turn, print is dead, print is dead. So you're always fighting that battle. So coming out with a new magazine, I think he'll find the sales side of it not to be as easy as it was when he was running Muscle Media.
What is the I noticed that a couple people on Facebook commented about his throwing his hat into the ring with a new magazine, and it was only a few. Most of the responses were positive, but there were some people who said that, and I'm paraphrasing, that you know they don't know that they would trust him again after where Muscle Media. What was it called? Muscle Media 2000.
It was originally Muscle Media 2000. They then dropped the 2000. So it was just became Muscle Media.
Yeah, I guess some people said they would never forgive him for where the magazine went. I guess the magazine, it implied that the magazine became nothing more than like a print infomercial for supplements and sponsors or something like that. Is that accurate, or did that really happen?
What ended up happening is Bill started to diversify the supplement consumer he was trying to target and the reader he was trying to target, and that was strategically to reach a larger audience. So with the popularity of EAS expanding and Muscle Media expanding, they were selling an awful lot. They, I believe, if I look back, wanted to reach out and take a piece of the men's fitness and the men's health market. To do that, they needed to get rid of the steroids. They needed to get rid of the hardcore jacked up bodybuilders that, obviously is a different segment. And I think the bodybuilders felt betrayed from what I can do, looking back at it. And they felt that, the magazine they grew up and helped sort of build the community had been betrayed. But the reality is, I think Bill had become bigger than, he had expected when he first started Mile High Publishing and launched, obviously, a Muscle Media with, Dr. Connolly and Metrex and, Mile Systems with Jeff Everson and the crew. So I think that was a necessary deal. And the other thing that later on ended up happening is he sold the company. Half of the company, I believe, was sold for $170 million, and he maintained, I believe, about half of it and then sold it a second time, his other half, for $170 million. So in total, if he walked out with, I believe it was $340 million in sales between EAS and Muscle Media, can you really say he did the wrong thing as an exit strategy?
No. Look, listen, there's something that's never been disputed, and that is that as a businessman and a person with a certain marketing ingenuity, Bill Phillips is that guy. I mean, you know, I love Dr. Connolly. Dr. Connolly is a man's man. He's a great guy. I've worked with him for a long time. He's been a big supporter of the show. But I don't know that Dr. Connolly's protein supplements would have reached the pinnacle that they did or been nearly as successful as they were if Bill Phillips didn't get involved. I mean, you know, the old adage, a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it? You know, well, if Bill Phillips is around, he's going to let you know that the tree fell. So, I mean, the guy's been great. I mean, the guy is fantastic. I have a lot of reasons. In fact, I reached out to him a year ago on Facebook. I don't know that he really reads his Facebook. And I said, why don't you let me produce a podcast for you for transformation.com?
Yes.
And I never heard back. And obviously he has the ability to hire the best talent, put together a studio and do it all. So it doesn't surprise me that he had no interest. But I don't know. I'm at a point right now where I think, you know, we are overloaded with information right now. And I have to agree with what you said earlier, that you have to pick your niche, and you gotta that's what you have to focus on 100%. I will tell you this: what made Off Topic Radio so successful so quickly, in fact, Off Topic Radio and Aaron Singerman will tell you, dwarfed all of the other podcasts on RX Muscle by lengths. What made Off Topic Radio as popular as it was that we always included the audience in the show. And what I mean by that is we did interviews with obviously athletes and people at high levels in the industry, but we did interviews with average people on the boards who had what we saw an interesting story to tell. We gave lots of people their 15 minutes of fame on the show. And I have a feeling that that's what Bill is going after as one of the key ingredients for his new magazine, because I remember reading something on Facebook that made me think, the magazine is going to be loaded with individual stories of people out there, which really attracts a lot of people, believe it or not. The right. Same way reality TV attracts people, because there but the grace of God go I phenomenon takes place, where you're reading about Joe Bag of Donuts who changed his body, and then you think to yourself, you know what? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be in this magazine next year. And that will bring a lot of eyes to his magazine. There's no doubt about it. But can you survive with just that as your ace in the hole is a different story. We have to take a commercial break, something that you don't have to do when you're reading a magazine.
because you can actually take it to the restroom with you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and finish up the interview. We're talking with Scott Welch. Scott is the publisher and editor-in-chief of Muscle Insider, Canada's number one bodybuilding magazine. Go to muscle-insider.com today. Check it out. His website is full of great stuff. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Reservatrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Scott Welch, publisher of Muscle Insider. Whether or not the
funky music you got there, Carl.
Yeah, you like that?
I like that.
You know, you need to incorporate that into the magazine. You know how they have those greeting cards that when you open them up, they play music?
Exactly.
You need to have somebody do an ad where when they turn the page, it plays like Rocky music or something, gets everybody stimulated.
I know, but as soon as the price came out, I'm having, I think there's going to be some obstacles there with the price.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And that leads me to another question. The Audit Bureau does a lot of work in its effort to report circulation. When you don't charge for subscriptions, as you do, does the Audit Bureau still provide that kind of information?
Well, the entity that does most of that is ABC, doing the ABC audits. What's interesting is there's hardly a magazine in the industry that is ABC audited. in the fitness industry. Some of the larger titles, obviously, Men's Health, I believe Men's Fitness is, and the Weider Publishing titles are. I think Muscle Mag was or was in the
I think Flex is too, believe it or not.
Yeah, I think the last report, though, that I saw was 2005. I haven't seen one since then. But no, what that means to any of the people out there is an independent company has looked over their financials to see exactly how many copies they're selling versus how many they're printing. So other than that, you're just going on the word of the publisher. And there's one publisher in the industry who I won't name, but they'll tell everybody, hey, I print 50,000 copies, or I'll print 30,000 copies. So that's why I charge X. Well, what the magazines often don't tell you is what percentage of those are being sold in Canada versus U.S. What I've seen is anywhere from 3% or 5% of the titles being sold in Canada and 95, 97 in the U.S. Now, the big reason to look at that for me is that if a magazine can claim that they can sell, you know, say they print 100,000 copies, and if they're selling only 30% of that, they're selling 30,000 copies North American-wide. What percentage are they, what amount are they doing if only 5% of those titles are being sold in Canada? You're looking at 1,500 copies. So when an advertiser puts an ad in a magazine, say a Flex magazine, not 100% of those copies, obviously, that are being sold north of the border. So this allows you to sort of, as a company, say you weren't distributed in the U.S., you now have a problem as are enough people seeing my ad to impact my sales. So what I mentioned to you prior to this interview is one of the big opportunities for these magazines would be segmentation. And I just recently saw Flex Men's Fitness segmenting by country. So I believe there's a Canadian version of Men's Fitness.
Really?
Which is very appealing because now you could put an ad in that magazine only and not pay for the circulation going on in the U.S. because obviously the U.S. is roughly 10% or 10 times our population size. So this allows you to now have accountability. So if your sales don't lift specifically in that market, you can now hold the public that, you know, your ad, either your ad sucks or the magazine isn't selling. But, you know, it's one of the two variables oftentimes. And so this, I think, is the future of magazines, is you're going to see increased segmentation by geographic regions. And I think with a Cosmopolitan, you can buy a split run for, I believe it's like a Chicago market or an East Coast market or a West Coast market. So that, I think, is an opportunity for magazines. And I think, you know, I think that the cover price is going to have to decrease. And I think that then that's going to obviously make the papers thinner, and you are seeing that in different magazines. You pick up the paper, you'll see it thinner and thinner to help get the shipping costs down.
Mm-hmm.
So the magazines are changing, and I think that the online is moving, but we're in the transition right now. But I don't think the magazine will be completely gone. It's just going to be another media platform, just like the radio is still there, and you probably woke up this morning to your clock radio, but it's you know, it's in your car. It's in your podcast.
What's changing the landscape for me? First of all, to toot my own horn, I've been doing this radio show for 8 years, and so a lot of people don't know that I've done it for 8 years because when I first got started, no one was listening. Obviously, you know, fast forward to today in March, we almost broke 1 million downloads. That's total for all shows. Because don't forget, I do five days a week. We have shows that regularly break 50,000 downloads, one show. And so, you know, it's the funny thing that always strikes me is when we talk about magazine publications and stuff like that, I'm shocked to learn some of the smaller circulations that some of these magazines have. I never realized it before. When you start to hear the rumblings of how many, like, as you're pointing out, how many actually get read as opposed to printed, and who knows what happens. And so it's a very, very interesting day to be in this segment. And soon, for me, what's going to pick me up by my bootstraps very shortly is I have my own radio station that averages a couple hundred people an hour who are now listening without any real effort of promoting it. But when cars are being delivered with web-enabled radios, so you have terrestrial, you have satellite, and you have internet radio stations, I can compete with a Clear Channel then. And I'll already be in place. And I've done what, instinctively, I've done what you've pointed out. The Superhuman Radio Network is focused on physical culture and anti-aging. They actually blend together. Exercise, nutrition, and longevity are all part of the same mix. So all the shows that we produce, talk shows that we produce for the station, will be in that vein, and we will attract a homogenous audience.
So, but you'll also do a better job with it because you yourself, Carl, are a huge advocate. I think in the past I'd listened to that you lost a tremendous amount of weight and turned your life around.
Oh, yeah, well over 100 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, like that's just incredible. And so you live and breathe it. And I think that's the real difference is some of the newer people that are in the industry, the fitness industry, live and breathe the lifestyle. They're training, they're eating, they're supplementing. Like I don't allow any I won't take a product in my magazine if it's not a product that I would use myself. I do use them. I continuously on Twitter will tweet as I use a product, and I experiment with everything that's in the magazine.
I'm the same way. You know what? Someone once posted on a forum, Carl Lenore never met a supplement he didn't like. And it's I'm sorry. I'm like a kid at Christmas time.
Yeah.
I mean, I everything that I talk about on the show, peptides, I use them. Hormone replacement therapy, I use it. All the supplements, the patches, everything, I use them. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just, it's exciting to me. The whole thing is exciting to me. Anyway.
Oh, that's great. And you can make a difference in the lives of these people by giving them great people like Dr. Connolly and some of the other experts you've had. I listened to the Randy Roach interview that you did.
Randy's the best, man. Randy,
awesome.
Randy's contribution to physical culture will go down in history. He will long be remembered when none of us are even a memory in one person's head. What he has done in the Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, the third volume that he'll be working on here very shortly, someday will find its way into institutions as a chronological repository of physical culture's contribution to not only nutrition, but also fitness and health. I mean, it's amazing what he's done. And he's done it all himself. He's not working for some publisher. It's not like they said, hey, here's 50,000, go get started writing. And the guy's blind on top of it. Try writing a book while you're blind.
Wow, that's incredible.
Oh, he's unbelievable. He's one of the most underestimated talents in this world. The guy. I mean, granted, he loves physical culture, but to do what he has done is just amazing. Listen, Scott, first of all, I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show. I want to wish you continued success. I want my listeners to go to Muscle Insider. It's muscle-insider.com. Check out the magazine. Check out the website. Obviously, if you live in the U.S., you can get the magazine mailed to you. They have a subscription process there. And those who live in Canada, pick it up at your favorite supplement store, right?
That's right. Exactly.
And read it. All right. Listen, Scott, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much. And if I could just do a shout out, I just wanted to say that thank you very much for having me on the show. And a friend of mine, my girlfriend, Janet Locke's mother is suffering right now with cancer. And I just wanted to wish Linda Locke well right now.
That's very thoughtful. And I want to throw something in there. Ginger extract has been used to cure cancers. In fact, there's a company in Canada called Dalton Pharmaceutical that is now synthesizing 6-gingerol specifically for cancer treatment. Do not underestimate the power of high doses of ginger day in and day out to completely suppress cancers and make tumors go away. The research out there is profound. The medical orthodoxy ignores it. I'm just throwing that out there, okay?
Right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Scott, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Prabanik on, and she's going to be answering our questions about women's topics related to fitness, health, and training. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, an egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Well, we've got Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Prebanek on. I didn't screw this one up today. How you doing?
Good. That was great, actually.
Good.
Awesome.
Good. You know, interestingly enough, I don't think I've ever really looked at your CV before. So Elisa posted it up on Facebook. And it's just amazing. I didn't know that you not only have a nutritional degree, but also a degree in exercise kinesiology, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did a lot of stuff.
I know.
For a long time.
Yeah, I know. You must be a lot older than you look.
No, I'm only 32.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Anyway, we've got lots of good questions. We've got lots of good questions from women. We have some from men as well. This is an Ask the Expert segment. We're going to get right to it. The first one we have to get out of the way. I almost didn't want to ask it, but Elisa said, no, ask it anyway, because some people still don't get it. Danny Todd said, have Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Prebanek explain again to the unconvinced woman out there that lifting heavy weights will not make you bulky. Will it? I mean, obviously, are there some instances where a woman can get bulky from lifting heavy weights?
Yeah. So if you... Anytime you increase your exercise capacity, you will usually bump up your appetite and eat more. And especially if you're going to heavy weight train and do some pretty intense things, you can really jack up your appetite. And if you don't have control over that and you just kind of eat all the time because you're like, I'm exercising, so I'm going to eat anything in sight, couple that with like heavy weight training, you're going to, you know, increase in size, not fat, but you will, you know, you'll gain muscle. You'll get bigger. That's what guys do to get bigger, right?
Right. And but muscle is a good thing. I think that women need to start embracing the muscle. I think that the days of the smooth looking woman, which actually leads to metabolic syndrome, as we know, are over. I think women need to embrace slightly more muscular arms and shoulders and so on. What do you think about that?
Well, it's not that they aren't, but what we usually see in the media is these very lean women. Like, I mean, the cover of Auction magazine, these girls that are like either just coming off a show or going on to a show or genetically blessed with like leanness plus muscle, where most women, I mean, you know, you get strong, you'll get, you know, you're not going to look that lean and ripped. And so most women are going to say, well, it makes me bulky. And then what they'll turn to is like cardio, steady state cardio stuff that doesn't like create any muscle tissue, but can, you know, at the same time whittle away fat. So they'll tend to like go to that direction, because there's this really cool thread on Facebook or whatever post this one woman did. She, you know, she was always very fit and had like muscle and looked good and whatnot, but she wanted, you know, she was always bombarded by these images of like all these fit women, like, you know, strong is the new skinny or whatever, but it came out to be skinny is the new strong, in a sense, because these women were still really skinny but then just had muscle underneath.
Right.
Which is hard to do without basically starving yourself and lifting weights, because the weightlifting will build the muscle, but then you got to like basically not eat anything to not gain any fat for most women, you know?
Right, right.
It's a hard thing.
This question is a little bit more, it's a little lengthy and a little sophisticated, probably too sophisticated for me. Professor Dr. Andrew, whose real name is Adele Musa and has the Subversity.com blog, a fantastic blog, said, can you do me a favor today on SHR and address the issue of the female athlete and ortho and anorexia? I guess he's saying orthorexia and anorexia. And make it quite clear that at least the latter two are nothing that happens to women only. I personally feel that the blogosphere is becoming like a crockpot of orthorexia individuals, male and female, whenever the show, whenever the show finally airs. So you want to address this whole thing of orthorexia for people who don't even know what it is?
I'm just going to reread this whole post again because there's so much. I just can't. Nothing that happens to women only?
I guess it sounds to me from the question that out in the blogosphere, as he puts it,
yeah,
they're saying that orthorexia is something that strikes women. First of all, orthorexia is what? The obsessiveness of eating perfectly
yeah.
all the time, right?
Yeah.
So apparently it sounds to me like he's saying, could you please explain that it's not exclusively a female thing, that it's a male thing as well? I guess that's what he's saying.
Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of guys that are pretty obsessive about eating well. It's pretty scary, actually. But it becomes orthorexia when it can turn into malnutrition or death, which that doesn't usually happen. But there are guys very obsessed with eating well and being very lean, like obsessed with always being lean. I know quite a few of them, and it's kind of scary to be around them. It's like, I'm gonna have these alpha pie, you know, whatever.
So in other words, orthorexia can actually lead to some of the symptoms that look like anorexia if the person is restrictive in their style of eating right all the time.
Yeah, and anorexia does definitely hit guys, too. It's not as common, obviously, but it does definitely hit guys, usually younger teenagers, more or less, than an older individual, older male. And then he was saying, this guy, Prof. Dr. Andrew, was saying something about female athlete triad. I mean, obviously, that's a female thing, but men can actually suffer from symptoms of that where they lower their testosterone levels, because one of the big, you know, signs of the female athlete triad is losing your menses when you're a woman. But a guy, obviously, doesn't menstruate, so you don't see him lose that, but he does get, andropause, basically, symptoms, which is
right.
Kind of like what happens to a woman. She gets menopause symptoms. And we know a lot of guys that have super low testosterone, and it's earlier and earlier. I work at a clinic where we test this. You know, we've had 35-year-old guys come in that are, like, super low androgen levels. It's crazy.
But that's not necessarily always from exercise-induced
No, that's just other crap. It's
yeah.
About stress and everything like that. But with the exercise ones, it does, it it happens if they're definitely under eating, and then you get that lower androgen levels. And then, but guys, it's easier for them to supplement necessarily compared to women. You know,
yeah.
Like we really supplement without other side effects that often happen.
Okay. This question doesn't have a name next to it. I've gotten my body fat down and now have only another 10 pounds or so to go, and I've stalled. Any suggestions on what I can do to break this plateau?
I guess it would be how long it's stalled for. I mean, if it's only been stalled for a few weeks, that's what weight loss is. It's hard. and also, maybe you're getting to a level where you are pretty lean, but you just don't see it in the mirror, which is what happens with a lot of women. Like, they'll get to this level of leanness that looks amazing to everyone else around them, but to them, they still think they look fat. And then that starts becoming pretty scary, and that leads into those, you know, anorexia types of situations, female athlete triad. So, but if you are truly stuck, I mean, you could look at hormone levels. And I always attribute that back to you, Carl, bringing me on to, you know, different hormone levels, bioidentical hormone treatment and
right.
stuff, because as you keep pushing your body, sometimes it just crashes and doesn't do what it needs to do. And when it crashes and your hormones go all out of balance or just completely drop out of existence, you need to have some sort of supplementation. And bioidenticals, I've personally found, have been really great. That helped me when I got to a point where I got really lean, but then I started actually just gaining weight doing the exact same thing. And it turned out I had, well, and I also didn't have a period forever either. So turned out there were some things going on and got those fixed, and now I'm all better.
Yeah, yeah. And that, so women have to pay attention to that, obviously. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break because the next group of questions may take a little time to answer. Cassandra, what's your website?
It's CassandraForsythe.com.
Okay. And people can go there if they live in the – you're in Connecticut, right?
Yep, I'm in Connecticut. I'm near Hartford, basically, and I have my gym in Connecticut, and it's my baby.
So if people live close, within driving distance of that area, they can come into to your gym, and they can train directly with you. They can hire you as their personal trainer?
Yep, or do group classes, which I love doing the most because I love big groups of people. It's fun.
Yeah, the energy is so much better. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more questions from you, the listeners, for Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probanek. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge, I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase.
Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you haven't already rated Superhuman Radio on iTunes, please do so. I need more people to rate us on iTunes so we can get the respect we deserve. We're talking this hour with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Urbanek about listener questions from women related to fitness, health, and training, nutrition. Okay, this one is the culmination of something that took place on Facebook the other day. I made the stupid mistake of reposting an image of a girl doing a, what do they call that when you throw the bar overhead and you're down in the squatted position, you stand up with it. Is that a power clean or a clean?
Snatch.
A snatch. Thank you. Okay. And so, and it said Zumba, I don't think so, B word. And I reposted that because I thought it was really funny. And somebody came out of the woodwork and said that I am assuming that Zumba does not build muscle. And so the question, first of all, is what are your thoughts on Zumba and or these types of aerobic type sessions that women seem to gravitate to more than lifting weights?
What is my view on them?
Yeah, on Zumba, yeah, yeah.
I can't dance. So I just always stand at the gym and stare at them like, what the hell are they doing? But for the most part, it's not effective for doing anything whatsoever other than getting your heart rate up and having fun. But in terms of burning fat, if you do nothing else and that's all you do, you're going to probably lose fat because you're at least moving your body. So I'm going to give it that. But to really make a difference in terms of bone density and some sort of muscle growth and some sort of strength, you know, gains, that is not the way to do it. But, you know, it's popular because it's fun, and that's what people want, is fun. They want something that interests them. So it's the fitness world is very picky in terms of what they want to keep, and it's always got to be interesting, it's got to be fun, it's got to be on the forefront, and that's why there's so many things that cycle through our brains, which are things like, you know, what was that? Tai Bo was super cool at one point, right?
Yeah.
Who knows about Tai Bo anymore?
Where is it now? Right.
Who knows, right? But it's just whatever's cool at the moment.
Someone made an observation on the board. I think it was Jim Laird. He said that his experience with the Zumba junkie, as I think he called it, or maybe I called it Zumba junkie after he posted it, was that type of exercise leads to the type of appetite increases and gravitation to carbohydrates, and the net result is that these women continue to store more and more fat, at best, they just don't get lean at all. Have you found that those types of aerobic exercise sessions, women feel either justified in eating whatever they want because they feel like they're going to burn it off later because they're looking at, oh, I burned 300 calories, you know, in the half hour?
Yeah, but you know what? It happens to everything. Like, you can go lift and eat whatever you want, still be fat. There's a whole bunch of fat power lifters out there. Like, it's anything. If you think you can get exercise and then eat whatever you want, you're obviously not going to make a difference. Most women don't want to eat better anyway, but they think, okay, now I'm doing Zumba and I can eat more, and they get hungrier, so they do eat more and they don't eat the best thing. So it's anything. It's not just aerobic exercise. But you do, you know, usually if you get the letter in weightlifting, they're a little bit more serious about exercise. I'm not trying to say that Zumba isn't serious, but, you know, they're going to read, like, the magazines that say to eat clean and do this and do that because they're going to be their role models. Where Zumba, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Here's a good one. This one comes from Carmela Cierzo, who was, I don't know if she's competing now, but she was a
competitive female bodybuilder and has a great physique. She said, I have a quick question. For some reason, 1 week before my menstrual period starts, my workouts seem to be more intense and I am a lot stronger in the gym. I've been actually, I'm sorry, I'm butchering this. I actually make this a heavy week in my training cycle for that reason. And I'm making good strength gains. And no joke, it happens every phase like clockwork. I'm just wondering what's going on.
There hasn't been a ton of work done on that, just a lot of observational studies in terms of the menstrual cycle. I've looked at that, and actually what I read in the research was that days 2 and 3 of the of a woman's menstrual cycle is actually when she was strongest per the research. But I guess for every woman, it's going to be a little bit different. Most women, the week before their period, they're feeling pretty bloated and crappy and craving everything in the world. So this woman, for whatever reason in her cycle, it's increasing. It could be maybe she's having a testosterone increase at that time, you know, correlating with, you know, the increase in progesterone that happens at that time as well. Like, it could be a conversion thing. I it's hard to really say unless you actually did some blood work.
I was just
going to
say, she would be exciting to do blood work on a week out from her cycle.
Yeah.
Just to
see what's going on. She could do a monthly, like a map, a cycle map, and there's a lot of those, and find out what's going on and what, measuring estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone, and just see. And it could be that, or it could be maybe that week before the period, her period, which, you know, a lot of women, they eat a little bit more food because their metabolisms get, like, they're increased at that time, because that's when either ovulation is happening or finishing, and that's kind of a pretty metabolic time. She may be eating more calories, and maybe that's leading her to have more strength at that time.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not. I don't know. She would be interesting, though, if she really, really, really wanted to know, to, you know, do a cycle map or do, like, you know, like the beginning of her period, the middle of her period, or whatever, 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, you know, just kind of see what those changes are for her.
Right.
But whatever, go with it, right? Like, it would be cool to really know what it was. But from what I've read in the research, I haven't seen a lot that actually, like, pinpointed why there were strength gains per se, or why there were differences in weakness or endurance in women. And it just depended on each woman, because in the competitive athletic world, women compete in all phases of their menstrual cycle. So, and some women, it's all the same for them, where other women, yeah, okay, maybe the week before their period is the most strongest, or right after their period, maybe it's the most strong. So it really just depends on the woman, but hey, go with it. I mean, plan your training cycles around that, like plan your heavy weeks around that. It's a really good way to do microcycle training for yourself. And know, yeah, well, for her, you know, like, she should just really know, like, okay, this is my heavy week.
You know,
she's really regular like that.
Actually, Elisa had a question, but you answered it. You know, what about training and the menstrual cycle? Should you train? Shouldn't you? Some women should, some women shouldn't. It's a very, very individual thing, obviously, because some women become so, they have such a loss of energy. Never mind the blood loss. Some women flow very heavily, and they also suffer blood loss, and don't think that that doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it's, every woman is different. Like, I mean, you know, some cycles are heavy, some are not, and usually, like, day 1, 2, 3 for women can be pretty bad, but it was really weird that I read in this one paper that was saying that day 2, 3 were, like, actually really successful days for women. But it just really depends on the woman, because if she's, like, has really bad menstrual cramps and, you know, just feels like she's going to float away, basically, it's kind of gross. But anyway, she's probably not going to want to.
I didn't need to hear that, okay?
That's sorry.
You know, I'm a guy, when the commercials come on for tampons and stuff, I just start talking to myself. I go, and I put my fingers in my ears. So anyway.
Oh, man, I had a cousin that didn't know how like, menstrual pads work, and he's like, he asked his, like, wife, he's, you know, when he married her, he's like, doesn't it hurt when you rip it off you? And she's like, oh, no, put it on your underwear. You
know, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. I am that dumb. Okay. All right, so here's a good one, and I have an opinion on this, too. Any suggestion on how I can stay on course on the weekend? I do great during the week when I hit the gym and I eat clean. But then Friday comes around, and I want to party, and I want to enjoy myself. What should I do?
So this is a single person, I'm assuming, that doesn't have maybe has a husband or wife, whoever. Is a woman asking?
No, this is a woman. This is a woman.
So she probably doesn't have kids.
No.
Well, if she does, maybe she takes her kids with her.
Either that or maybe, I was going to say, maybe she's one of those moms that takes the kid to the bar.
Yeah, I've seen that before, too. Yeah. well, for this woman, she's just got to really get her priorities straight and, like, well, really understand what she really wants. I mean, if she wants to be good on the weekend, it's not going to involve partying. I don't really care who you are. And if it does involve partying, you really have to absolutely not drink alcohol. Because we all know alcohol completely throws everyone off. Like, I mean,
it's my downfall right now, Cassandra.
Is it?
I have become a wine snob. And even when I say I'm not going to drink until Saturday, you know, I give myself like one day, okay, I'm going to have a couple glasses. But then during the week, I'm making some nice tomato sauce and with codfish. And I think, oh God, a glass of wine would go so well with, and you know what? I am not losing body fat. And the only thing I'm doing different now that I didn't do before is I'm drinking wine during the week. So I know. And I've also done the research. I know why it works this way. The wine affects the mitochondria by sending calcium into the mitochondria, which slows it down. This has been shown in people who develop cardiac issues from alcohol. So if you drink a lot, you die. If you drink a little, your metabolism drops.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I have to stop. But you know what? That's what training all week long. You have equity. And think about how you're going to waste all that whole week's worth of work.
And
because you're going to go out and party.
Yeah. It's really alcohol. I mean, you can go out and party and go dance and have fun, but just stick to water or seltzer or whatever. I mean, when I was really into like figure competing and like bodybuilding world and stuff like that, you know, I would hang out on the weekends and party, but it was always just water and seltzer, no juice, no alcohol, and, you know, still stayed really lean. I mean, of course, we still had our cheat days on Sunday morning. It was always like the biggest brunch you could ever fit in your body. And then you'd like go sleep and then you'd go train. That was like it.
Yeah.
That was best.
Yeah, you know
but
what?
But then you go back low during the week.
There's
but
nothing
there's
like
no
it.
Alcohol.
Right.
Yeah, no. Yep.
Well, I'm going to have to get serious because I'm going to try to compete in a powerlifting competition this year. I'll be 54 years old this year. So I'm going to, at some point in time, really, really soon, I have to clamp down on it. This one you really actually may have answered a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Beth. Why is it that when I work out more with weights, I look in the mirror and see I'm more stocky, bulky? I think you spoke to this. Heavy weightlifting will absolutely bump up your appetite. And if you're not eating the right foods, if you're not eating high carb, high fat, high protein, high fat, low carb, you're going to bulk up, right?
No, high carb, you had it totally right there.
Yeah, no. No, I mean, obviously, that's when women train harder, they get a greater appetite. The body responds; it wants to rebuild itself.
Yeah, and that will build muscle. But I mean, some women do really readily put on muscles, and I mean, I've got like obliques, like guy kind of obliques on my abs. It's kind of weird, but that's just because that's how I developed my muscles and my core section.
Right.
And you know, so like when I wear a bathing suit, I feel like I have like guy abs. I mean, that's like sort of a result of the type of training I do. Like yesterday, like I did that firefighter.
Well, don't tell. No, I have to. Elisa wants me to save that because we want to hear what you did. So don't
okay,
say
well,
it yet.
Well,
but
I had to have core strength. I had to have major core strength for that. And, you know, that involved me developing some serious guy kind of ass in it.
Yeah, but
and
I think that, you know what? Who's the girl that's doing the commercial right now for some store? She's a former Olympic swimmer. She's got blonde hair. And
Dana Dara Torres?
Is that who it is? I don't know.
Well,
she's
short blonde hair.
Yeah, short blonde hair.
Yeah, that's Dara Torres.
And
yeah.
She's so beautifully muscular. And whenever I see that commercial, I think to myself, God bless them for putting her on TV because that's an attractive woman with muscle.
She definitely is. But you know what? A lot of women don't like that. They don't. Like women, I don't know, they like muscle on guys, but they don't want to see women muscle on themselves.
Well, you know what?
They don't.
You remember that scene in Moonstruck where Cher slaps Nicolas Cage in the face and says, snap out of it? Women need to snap the heck out of it because I'm going to tell you something. Muscle is what's going to keep you alive longer, keep you ambulatory longer, and keep you from developing diabetes and all the other diseases that the rest of the world is developing. Don't negate this message.
Nope,
all right,
yep.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more questions for Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek. We'll be right back.
Someone,
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Go to Cassandra Forsythe, Forsythe.com today. To learn more, and who knows, maybe you're close enough where Cassandra can work with you directly. Okay. Cassandra, how often do you personally enjoy a sweet treat? And if so, what kind of treats do you indulge?
What's a sweet treat? I like fruit, but...
So no, you don't do the whole chocolate thing? You don't crave chocolate once in a while like a lot of women
do? Oh, I do. Right before my period, yes, I do. Yes, but I'll just have like a little bite and then I'm good to go. But I don't like sit down and eat a chocolate bar or buy candy. Sweet stuff, I don't know, not really. I mean, I really like peanut butter on Ezekiel bread with jam. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Big, that's sweet, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
I don't know. Like,
you know, the for me, the Quest mixed berry protein bar is sweet. Because of the little berries in it. And I really feel like that's a dessert. The other thing I like is Trader Joe's has an organic 87% cocoa chocolate bar that has 5 grams of sugar in the entire bar. And I'll just have like 4 or 6 of those squares, and that satisfies me too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are good. I once saw on a website on the internet, I can't remember the name of the person, but it was supposed to be a woman who does nutrition for other women, and somebody said, you know, what's a good sweet that I can cheat with? And this girl suggested
corn muffins made with real applesauce, apple cider, or no, apple juice as a sweetener that you can get at Whole Foods. And whenever somebody in the mainstream media suggests that popcorn or cornbread or corn muffins, because it's a whole grain, is good for you when you're dieting, I just want to hit myself in the head with like a hammer. And I want to remind them that cows are fed nothing but corn the last 3 weeks of their lives, and they gain 3 pounds of fat a day. So I don't care what sweet you like, just make sure it's not corn. I mean, it's like corn is the devil when it comes to weight loss. It's a fat loss, in my opinion. It's the last thing you should do. Anyway, okay. How about this one? This one comes from Cara. It looks like C-A-R-A. I'm sorry. I don't have the motivation to exercise. Any suggestions on how I can ease into it? I'm in my early 40s, and in my 20s, I was an avid exerciser. Loved my stationary bike and walking. I don't call that an avid exerciser, Cara. I'm sorry. Now, 20 years later, I'm having a hard time getting moving. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, you just have to find what you like. It doesn't have to be what everyone else likes. You have to find what you like. If you like dancing, then do Zumba or do dance classes. I mean, I'm going to say that. Like, really, in my perspective, as long as people aren't sitting on their asses, I mean, so it just makes such a huge difference. And she's probably a little bit depressed too. And if she's in her early 40s, it could be a hormonal drop as well.
Right.
So that might be another thing. Like, if you can find someone that actually knows how to look at hormone levels, not just your regular doctor, because they'll just tell you you're normal, which, yeah, whatever normal means, right? But look at what's optimal. And if you're not optimal, you're going to have a really hard time motivating yourself. So there may be more, something deeper going on than just, you know, I don't feel like exercising. It could be a complete drop in estradiol. And so your progesterone dominance, you're putting on a bunch of fat, and you're all super depressed. And, yeah, it's like being in PMS the whole time.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Okay, here's one. And again, I don't have a name on this one, so I apologize, whoever has it. What exercise do you think gives the best bang for the buck and works several body parts at once?
I like deadlifts.
Yeah.
That's my favorite exercise in the whole world.
Mine too. Why is that? You think it's because we're crazy or just because you feel like you're really accomplishing something?
Yeah, because, I mean, your legs, your back, your arms, your everything, your butt, man.
You know something funny? I remember one day deadlifting, really, I was actually going up in weight, and I remember my pecs being sore from a deadlift. You know what I mean?
My arms always look really jacked when I deadlift. That's why I like doing it.
So the deadlift, huh? Okay. That's a good one. Here's a long question. So I'm going to, and again, this is one of those questions when they're long like this, there's a lot of variables, obviously. So it's even harder for you to answer, but let's just take a stab at it. It says, I'm trying to lose weight by doing cardio and weight training. Every morning, I do a half hour aerobic video with weights. Then I go into a total body weight routine. Later in the day, I walk or run a minimum of 3 miles on the treadmill at various inclines and speeds. I hope you're not hanging on if you're doing inclines. I alternate up and down. I've noticed that my legs and middle are slimming, but the scale is bouncing up and down within 5 pounds. What am I doing wrong?
Oh, nothing. That's the body. I mean, I run fat loss programs in my gym, like, you know, like coach people to lose weight. And these people are like visually, like I have them take pictures every 2 weeks, visually making changes in their bodies. And yet the scales don't really change whatsoever. And, as they like become more active and then decrease body fat and they get so frustrated, I'm like, but look at you, your pants are falling, like your clothes are falling off your body. And you really? Like, who gives a crap about what the scale says? If you look leaner in your legs and in your midsection and you like, you're fitting into pants you haven't fit in before, or you're willing to, like, walk around with, like, a very tight top on and not worry about, like, your muffin top poking out or something, I mean, hello, you're making progress. What does it matter what the number says on the scale?
This is something that I'm dealing with Elisa. Elisa has, I don't know what the latest
body fat measurements are right now. She's going to get checked again, I think, on the 23rd of this month. And she's working with a girl who's an IFBB pro figure competitor and fitness competitor. Her name is Julie Laurie. And the last time we went up there for her measurements, she had lost 7% body fat and gained 7 pounds of muscle. And she'd only been doing it for like 2 months at that point in time. And this is outstanding. But she complained the whole time. It's like, you know, the scale's not moving. But meanwhile, she's wearing pants that she hasn't worn, you know, in years. She saves everything. Elisa has the first pair of jeans that she ever owned when she was a teenager. I swear to God. She never fluctuates that far in weight. She can always wear this stuff. And I'm saying to her, you look so different. Don't you see it? And she doesn't see it. And if the scale doesn't reinforce it, she feels like she doesn't. Women really fall prey to this. I'm 228 pounds right now. I'd love to stay 228 and just have the body fat go away, because then I know I've replaced it with muscle. Guys get that. Women don't.
Yep. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, no, women are prey to the scale, or slaves to the scale, and I just got rid of it. Like, it sucks. It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible mental mess up in totally many ways. So I just go by how I look. I mean, if my pants are feeling tight, I'm like, bad day. And then don't eat as much salt or sugar, and then it goes away, you know. So it's the scale sucks. The scale should never have been invented in general. So I think people just need to stop looking at that. And I tell that to my ladies. I'm like, look at you. Your pants are falling off you. And okay, so you lost 2 pounds. Who cares? Your pants are falling off you. Would you rather lose 10 pounds and your pants be tighter? Really? What's wrong with people?
Okay, this one, this is, you know, our audience is vast, and these kind of questions tell me this too. How can I get the most overall body workout in the pool? I am 66 years old. What do you think about that pool? You know, for people who have injuries or easing into it, you think the pool is a good place to start? The resistance of the water and the reduction in load bearing weight?
Absolutely. I mean, some people have really painful joints, and that's like the only thing they can do to move. So I think it's wonderful cardiovascular exercise if that's what's going to get you going. Absolutely. So best workout in the pool. I mean, you can use those weights in the pool. There's resistance. So you actually have extra resistance and really build some like arm muscles from that. And, work your legs with all the different type of kicking exercises and side movements. And I mean, I'm not a pool exercise expert, but I've done a few pool classes. I mean, that's pretty hard. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, I know. When I was really obese, I used to go in the pool and I would wade around. You know, I'd go into the deep end and wade. And you know, you do that. You know, you tread water for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get tired really, really fast. I mean, it's entire body. It's for the entire body instead of jogging. And the other thing I want to ask a question, kind of go back to something that was said in one of the earlier questions.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of women who ratchet up the incline on the treadmill, but then they hang on. So they're still perpendicular to the platform. They hang on. That really does nothing, does it?
Maybe worse than forearms.
Right? I mean, if you have the incline ratcheted up so high that you have to hang on, then you're not using the incline the way it was designed. The whole idea of the incline is not to hold on and to actually engage the glutes and hamstrings in that upward motion, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So would you say to a woman who has to ratchet up the incline and then hang on to, like, go back down to the basics and just get used to walking without holding on?
Oh, absolutely, because the balance as well is very important for health. I mean, you fall, you break something, you're out for a while.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Balance is good.
All right, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask about your challenge yesterday. Your what was it, a firefighter's?
It's a firefighter physical agility test.
I want to hear about this, how you did. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Probatic. Her website is CassandraForsythe.com. They can get both of your books there, Cassandra?
Yeah, they can get my books. Yep, absolutely.
And the books are The Women's Perfect Body Diet, right? The Perfect Body Diet, which you wrote for Women's Health Magazine, correct?
Yep.
And then the other one is New Rules of Lifting for Women, right?
Right.
Okay, and both of those are available at CassandraForsythe.com.
www.supergymnasium.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek in another installment of Ask the Expert, and she is the expert when it comes to helping women build better bodies, sexy, muscular bodies that actually function well and stay healthy. Okay. So is the test that you did called the CPAT test?
Yeah, CPAT, yep.
Candidate Physical Ability Test, right?
Yeah, physical ability, yep.
Oh, my God. You had to climb stairs. You had to drag a horse. Oh, no, it's hose. I'm sorry. That was my joke. Equipment carry, ladder raise and extension, forcible entry, search, rescue, ceiling breach and pull. Tell me about this. How long did it take, first of all?
It's a test that you have to finish it in 10 minutes and 20 seconds. And while you're doing the test, you have to wear a 50-pound weight vest. But you start the test on the stair climb with 75 pounds on. So you're wearing a 50-pound weight vest, and then you've got 12.5 on each shoulder for an additional 25 pounds. Then you do that for 3 minutes, and they take that off. you get off, you do all the different events, and it's pretty intense. I like barely made it because the very last event, the ceiling breach and pull, it's 80 inches up, and I'm 80 inches. Yeah, whatever, 8 feet, something like that. It's very high. I don't know. I can't remember the moment. I was, like, delirious yesterday. But you have to get under this pipe pole to push up this weight. You have to push up 50 pounds or push up 30 pounds and pull down 50 pounds, but it's, like, super high up in the air. And so I just could not get underneath it because I was, like, delirious.
You're small, but plus you're not that tall, right?
Well, yeah, I'm 5'4", so, yeah, it's not really – yeah, I don't have as much advantage. Like, the guys who are taller. So I was the only woman there. I was the first person on the course, and there was all these guys watching me, and I just, like, barely made it, but it doesn't matter because it's a pass-fail test. You just have to get done under the time, and you pass, you fail. It doesn't really matter. But I just, we'd been training for this for the past 9 weeks, and it's super hard, and I tweaked a muscle in my back or pinched a nerve, my right SI joint, and so So I was, like, a little bit of ibuprofen, a little bit of Voltaren gel on my back to just do it, but the adrenaline, oh my gosh, was just amazing. Like, I flew through that course. I just got so screwed up at the end because after you drag this 165-pound dummy, you go over, you have to do this breach and pull thing. But because I'm short, it was not registering in my head. Like, grab the bottom of the pole. And I kept trying to grab, like, the middle of the pole, and it was just – so I almost gave my training partner and, I guess, our coach, heart attack because I was, like – barely at like 1 second left.
Oh my gosh. Now let me ask you a question. Is this a test? Were the other people there being tested really looking to become firefighters? Is this something that is common now where people can go and do this test and just pay the fee and do the test?
No, it's actually you do take it to apply to become a firefighter. You can't actually apply to an actual department without it. And the reason why I took it is because my girlfriend was going to be applying to the fire department, but she's now my head trainer at my gym. So she started getting into this before I made her my head trainer. So now she's going to stay with me, but now we're going to train people for the test. So I guess we took it in a sense
so
that we can be experts in training for it. And it's, we have all the equipment except for that one last one. We just need to rig up a new system to make that a little bit more authentic because, I mean, we're training this one girl now, and she couldn't even get off the step mill. She was on the step mill 1 minute, fucked off the thing.
And you have to stay on there. You have to have 75 pounds. You're loaded with 75 pounds. You got to stay on for 3 minutes?
That's true. You get 20 seconds warm up with the weight, which is like basically, so you're on it for 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay, so and what, do you have to do it at a certain pace, or you just do it at whatever pace?
And, well, you want to get done under 10 minutes and 20 seconds, and you can't run between any events. The only event you can run in is the hose drag, and then, but you have to walk between events because you're supposed to recover, so they yell at you if you run. So, and you know, it's kind of hard to run with 50 pounds on your back anyway, like a weight vest on. And
right.
For me, because I'm little too, you know, it was like every time I was stepping up, like it was jamming into my thigh because the weight vest is really long.
Right.
So
it's for taller
torsos,
right?
It's hard when you're little.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard when you're little. And, like, I mean, me compared to the guys, you know, they could do the forcible entry, which is a sledgehammer against a big, like a target sort of thing, and you have to develop 850 PSI of force until it hits a buzzer. And, you know, like, for me, it took me, like, 14, 15 hits. It was somewhere around there. I can't remember. It was one of those two numbers. But the guys, you know, would do it in, like, eight, you know, just because of
So in other words, the force installment accumulates, right? It's in other words, you don't have to hit it with 800 PSI in one whack.
You accumulate until you make it to eight, until you like move back. It's like a target and kind of slowly moves back.
Yeah, it's not like ringing the bell at Atlantic City on the, when you hit the sledgehammer on the thing, you know, it goes up in the air.
Right,
and hits the bell. Right. Okay.
Yeah, no, this one, yeah, exactly. It accumulates. So so for a woman, it's quite tough.
How much do you weigh, Cassandra?
130 pounds.
How much what?
130 pounds.
So you had to pull a dummy that was 35 pounds heavier than you.
Plus wearing 50-pound weight vest.
While you were wearing the 50-pound weight vest.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy mackerel. That's amazing.
And I'm not like a major heavy lifter, like because I do have a back problem. I've got spondylolisthesis. Like my spine is broken. So you're never going to see me like mass deadlift, like, you know, with like five plates on the side. That's never going to happen. Like it just, my back won't take it. And the dummy really messed up my back, and so I'm totally going to be doing a body weight training program now for the next 8 weeks, where I'm just going to really work on chin-ups and push-ups. Like today I did try to do as many push-ups as I could do in a minute, and I got 31 push-ups in a minute, so I'm working to try to get up to like 40, you know, in a minute.
Do you have an inversion table available to you?
I've actually used those, yeah, with my chiropractor. He lent me one, but I might get another one. Like, I have a really weird back. It's really messed up. Like, my head trainer, she's also in massage therapy school, and I was like her case study, because my back, you know, you can't massage like directly on my spine and stuff like that. And she really helped out. I had to really jacked up psoas, so she loosened that up. And you know, a lot of people have problems. Like, this really irritates me. It's like when people come up to me, they're like, oh, I'm so sore, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, do you know how much time I spent in physical therapy and chiropractor services and getting grafted in and going to massages? I'm like, I beat my body up, but I fix it. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, I hurt this. And I'm like, go do something about it. Like, really? Like, I show them what they can do to stretch and, you know, at home, but most people won't. They're just, oh, I'm hurt, I can't work out. I'm like, no, you can. You just need to fix yourself, you know? Like,
and stop complaining. You know what? Complaining doesn't change anything. You know,
no.
Just waste. Didn't you recently do a reality TV show?
Well, no. Joe Dowdell and Dowdell.
Yeah, Dowdell. Yeah, he's been on the show.
Dowdell. Yeah. Him and I signed a contract for a reality TV show, and that was last like October or something. And so we're still waiting for the show to go through. Like, I mean, we've signed. I mean, we're on. We're just waiting for. I guess it takes a while for these things to happen. So.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so we're waiting. I'm on the. So I gotta stay in good shape.
That's it.
Now you gotta go.
I was gonna say, and you've got to make sure that you heal your back now too, obviously, because with your luck, they'll call you next week.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, you know what? I don't have the deadlift for that show. I'm just a nutrition expert. Joe's the trainer, so whatever.
Oh, good. Good.
Yep.
Very good. I felt he's a great guy, Joe Dowdell. I like him a lot. But I felt bad. When he was on Dr. Oz, I kind of felt like, I don't know if he was nervous or they really didn't let him loose because, he didn't shine as much as I thought he was going to, because he's a great guy.
I didn't know he was on Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is a weird show. I was supposed to be on it as well. And I actually prepped the agent, whoever, like the whole show. I like basically wrote the whole show out. They were comparing whey protein, hemp protein type of protein, and I was supposed to be on the show doing that, like telling the comparison and all the benefits of this and that and blah blah blah, and they took everything I wrote verbatim and gave it to this dietitian in New York, and this old lady, and had her on there, and I was like, really?
Oh, that's
like, I watched
bogus.
The show, and I was like steaming, because they're like, oh, we decided not to do the show, and then like a little while later, I don't know why I ended up watching the show, and I watched the show, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I just never ever writing a script with the agent again.
Yeah, they ripped you. They ripped you off.
They so did. Yeah, but, so those New York shows, they suck.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Gary Taubes had a similar experience when he was on Dr. Oz. They edited everything of meaning out of his interview, and they really made light of him and made it like he was some sort of zealot who was crazy. You know, and
poor Gary.
Well, you know what? And Gary's great. And the reality is that the Wizard of Oz is a fool. He contradicts himself from show to show. He tells people stupid stuff like, eat sugar beets because they have antioxidants. Really? In today's, ultra sugarfied world, you're telling people to get their antioxidants from sugar beets, which are like the high, almost 100% genetically modified. You can't even find, you know, heritage sugar beets anymore. It's like, that's what you're telling people to do, Dr. Oz? Please.
Oh, no, it's all for money for him. He doesn't tell anything of quality on his show. Like, they're like, oh, I saw this on Dr. Oz. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know how much people stick money in his pocket for him to say whatever the hell they want him to say? I mean, it's all it is. It's so annoying.
It is annoying. You know what's really, you know what's the most annoying? The most annoying is that there are people out there who say that Dr. Oz is their doctor, and they really mean it. And they take his advice, they go to his website, and they buy the things that he suggests. And he is one of the contributors to the health debacle we have today, being part of the mainstream orthodox medicine group. Oh. I mean, he really is. So I don't like the guy. I really, really don't like him. I make fun of him at every opportunity. I actually refer to him as the Wizard of Oz on the show. I want people I want his message to have less gravity, because there's a lot of people who listen to him and are getting hurt. Listen, Cassandra, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Sorry about the confusion of yesterday.
No, it was my fault. I'm very haphazard right now. I don't know what's going on. If Mercury is in retrograde, communication is not working for me right now. Internet, everything. I'm screwing a lot of things up. So that was my fault, and I apologize.
Too much wine. Too much wine.
There you go. Too much wine. No more wine.
Got to cut it out.
I am going to cut it out. Listen, Cassandra, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, go to Cassandra Forsythe, Forsythe.com today. Don't forget to check out Muscle Insider, Scott Welch's magazine, which is Canada's number one bodybuilding magazine. Go to muscle-insider.com. And we will see everybody tomorrow with an episode of Casual Friday. Thanks for listening.